Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Popcast, a co-production of the Goethe Institut and Zündfunk Bayern 2. This is dilapidated Dave Creedon presenting the English version of Angie Portman's August Popcast. Our Made in Germany highlights for the month include Annette Humper and Ideal, her legendary German new wave band with an update of their debut album, the Interlaken Tapes and Gordon Spangart, who has a pronounced penchant for geography, Dotter, who bathe in fountains with naked billionaires, and the Dr. Drexler Project with their latest album, Neoliberale Kackscheisse, which means neoliberal bullshit. But let's open with the band Drangsal and their new tune, Satanische Fersen, or Satanic Heels. When Angie interviewed Max Gruber, he just got back from his very first driving lesson. Berlin traffic is pretty nerve-wracking, he said. The 32-year-old musician, originally from around Karlsruhe, has completely reinvented himself for this new album, with the mile-long title Aus keiner meiner Brücken, die in Asche liegen, ist je ein Phönix emporgestiegen. Meaning, no phoenix has ever risen from any of my bridges which lie in ashes. His solo project, called Drangsal, meaning trouble or trials and tribulations, has now become a band. According to statistics, there are more and more solo acts in pop music, so Max Gruber is swimming against the tide. First, he started up a band called Die Benjamins with Charlotte Brandy, Thomas Goetz, Julian Knoth, and Hansa Plast frontwoman Annette Benjamin singing lead vocals. Then he reactivated his duo called Die Mausies with Stella Sommer and recorded an album with her. and now Drangsal has trebled into a trio with guitars, piano, organ and all manner of string instruments, plus Ralph Heidel on flute and saxophone. The whole thing was produced by another Max, namely Max Rieger, frontman for Die Nerven and one of the leading German producers these days. Rieger has previously produced music for Die Benjamins and Die Mausies too. Now he's done a brilliant job midwifing Drangsal through the process of becoming a band.
Das war sozusagen so ein Soft-Launch für unsere Zusammenarbeit bei Drangsal. Max ist einfach ein wahnsinnig aufmerksamer Zuhörer.
Our collaboration on Drangsal got a soft launch, so to speak. Max is an incredibly attentive listener and a workhorse. Plus, he gives it all structure and knows how to capture that magic that hopefully comes about in a room. He's alive to that special moment, the one you have to catch. He can listen to a take and say, that's it, that's the one to put on the album. The strange thing about music, it's like a sandwich packed with various moments that you somehow manage to capture. And Max knows which ingredients taste best together. I also like having him around. He exudes good vibes, a good mood. I trust his input. I like grappling with him. And I find his taste spot on.
Eine gute Stimmung und ich vertraue auf seinen Input und ich mag es, mit ihm zu clinchen und ich halte ihn für sehr treffsicher geschmacklich.
That was Max Gruber extolling Max Rieger, who produced his album and has given the Drangsal pathos a new urgency. Because things are always going downhill in their songs, sometimes at breakneck speed, sometimes in dreamy slow motion, sometimes in German, sometimes in English. Seldom have we seen anyone fall so enthusiastically. Seldom have we heard such utter and exalted hopelessness. No phoenix has ever risen from any of my bridges which lie in ashes, as the album is called, may well be Drangsal's best album to date. Gruber explains where he got the extra long, over-the-top title.
Für mich ist Album machen wirklich wie puzzeln, ohne zu wissen, was das Bild sein soll.
To me, making an album is really like doing a jigsaw puzzle without knowing what the picture's supposed to be. Most of the time, you have to keep turning the pieces round and round and painstakingly try to figure out which one fits in with which other one, because you don't know what they're supposed to amount to in the end. And at some point, this particular line, which I'd been mulling over for years, fit right into the song Satanische Fersen. And then, once it was so comfortably nestled in there, I figured, it's so expansive, over-the-top and cumbersome, it's the perfect title for this expansive, over-the-top and cumbersome 17-piece album. Naturally, the idea struck me as funny because I knew we'd be asked about it all the time, seeing as it's really long. There are, of course, longer album titles, but there are also obviously countless shorter ones. You ask me what it means to me. To me, it means realizing that if you only learn from your mistakes, as the saying goes, that's not really true. That no matter how badly you screw up, to put it crudely, there's no redemption, no absolution.
Es keine, wie sagt man, es gibt irgendwie keine Erlösung. Es gibt keine Absolution.
Nichts hält, was es verspricht.
That was Drangsal's number, Hab Gnade, in other words, Have Mercy. One of Max Gruber's favourite songs, by the way, recorded with his new band featuring bassist and producer Lukas Korn and jazzy-savvy guitarist Marvin Holly. Here's what Max Gruber has to say about Hab Gnade.
Ich mag den, weil der mir einerseits wirklich einfach so aus dem Mund geplumpst ist. Also der war einfach da.
I like it for one thing, because it just sort of plopped out of my mouth. It was just there. I picked up my guitar, and the song was somehow just a done deal right there and then. I can't even remember writing the lyrics. That was the first thing we did in the studio. It was such a piece of cake that it never really felt like work, but as if we all already knew what to do. We got it done in a day, and we were all over the moon. Which is why it's such a beacon of friendship and creativity and happiness to me. This idea that, hey, I'm working with other people now, really bore fruit, because I didn't know beforehand whether it would actually work out. I mean, we could have felt that what we were serving up there wasn't exactly the best thing since sliced bread. which is why I called it Hab Gnade, have mercy, because everything panned out and I could chill out and spend most of my time in the studio sleeping, which was what I really needed because I was very, very ill and physically drained before we started recording this album. I also had the feeling that when I was sleeping, the others had more space to do their thing. So much for Max Gruber and the studio recording of his latest Drangsal album. Let's turn now to an absolute classic of Neue Deutsche Welle, German New Wave, namely the debut album by the band Ideal. 45 years after its release, the album has now been remixed. And Ideal have never sounded so good, so fresh. Graue Häuser, ein Junkie im Tran. Es riecht nach Oliven und Majoran. Zum Kanal an Ruinen vorbei. Da hinten das Büro der Partei. Auf dem Gehweg Hunde kot. Ich trinke Kaffee im Morgenrot. Später dann in die alte Fabrik, die mit dem Ost-West-Überblick. Zweiter Stopp, vierter Hinterhof. Neben mir wohnt ein Philosoph. Fenster auf, ich hör Türkenmelodie. Ich fühl mich gut, ich steh auf Berlin. Ich fühl mich gut.
Wir stehen auf Berlin.
Ich fühl mich gut.
Touristenkulturprogramm, teurer Ramsch am Straßenstand. Ich esse die Pizza aus der Hand. Ein Taxi fährt zu Romihan. Flasche Sekt 150 Mark. Für den Westdeutschen, der sein Geld versäumt. Mal sehen, was im Dschungel läuft. Musik ist heiß, das Neonlicht strahlt. Irgendjemand hat mir einen Gin bezahlt. Die Tanzfläche kocht, hier trifft sich die Sie. Ich fühl mich gut, ich steh auf Berlin. Ich fühl mich gut.
Wir stehen auf Berlin.
Ich bin
auf Berlin.
That was Ideal's song Berlin, which, according to singer-songwriter and keyboardist Annette Humper, served as a sort of promotional jingle for West Berlin in the 1980s. Annette Humper, now 74 years old, remembers what the walled-in city was like back then.
What folks have long since forgotten is that back then, if you were a young man who didn't want to do your military service, you could just move to West Berlin, and you didn't even have to declare yourself a conscientious objector, which meant you had, for the most part, peace-loving people around you. And that was something I liked. And there was no heavy industry or big investment companies like you have today at Potsdamer Platz and all over the place. None of that was there because the moneyed interests didn't want to go to West Berlin, which was a little island over in the east with a wall around it. I should mention here that I've been dissed big time for saying I thought the wall was awesome. Naturally, that sounds flippant, but it was like a moat, and West Berlin was a protected space. Got to admit, it was also heavily subsidized. I felt safe there because I was on the sunny side of the wall, needless to say, in West Berlin. I felt safe and protected by the wall. I didn't mean it in the political sense. Of course, I thought it was horrible that anyone attempting to escape was machine-gunned. But I can't say I suffered on account of the wall. Nor did anyone else, I still know. But only someone who lived in West Berlin for a while can understand that. Many people from West Germany avoided Berlin. My parents had to work up the courage to drive through East Germany to get there. To many folks in the 60s and 70s, it still felt like a risky undertaking, as though they were driving through Russia.
EDR's debut album was chock-a-block with hits, including, besides the song Berlin, Blaue Augen and Rote Liebe, edgy, minimalist songs brimming with energy that influenced the German new wave genre, as well as the sound of a number of current bands who've rediscovered this old music and are now hailed as new German new wave. EDR's debut has now been remixed by Moritz Enders, the producer of Kraftklub and Kasper. Enders grew up with that album, his parents were EDR fans. And for the remix, he used only equipment that was available back then in 1980. At the time, Annette Humper and her band were under the gun. They had only 3 weeks to record the whole album. Now, 45 years on, the pressure was off and Moritz Enders could take his time on this terrific update without having to race against the clock.
Da bleib ich kühl. Kein Gefühl. Bis deine blauen Augen machen mich so sentimental. So blaue Augen, wenn du mich so anschaust, wird mir alles andere egal. Total egal, deine blauen Augen sind phänomenal. Kannst du glauben, was ich dann so fühle, ist nicht mehr normal.
Das war ein Junge aus meiner Parallelklasse.
He was a boy in my parallel class, and we were together much later on. One night I thought I'd like to write him a love song, though we didn't stay together for very long. But he's happy when he hears it. We call each other on our birthdays.
So Annette Humper is still in touch with the boy from her parallel class. Blaue Augen, or Blue Eyes, was part of the repertoire of the Neon Babies, a previous band co-founded by Annette Humper and her sister Inga back in 1979. But it didn't become a hit till the EDR rendition came out. And EDR didn't last very long either. The band fell apart in 1983, after which Humper was successful mainly as a producer and in the duo Ich und Ich. In 2018, she was awarded the Order of Merit of the Federal Republic of Germany for her extraordinary artistic achievements. But it wasn't easy being a woman in a band like EDR.
Didn't you ever notice how loud they were on stage, especially the guitarist? I always had to bellow at the top of my lungs because he just would not turn down his amps a little. It's not that anyone really tyrannized me, but they outnumbered me. The good memories of those days are coming back to me, but the not-so-good ones too. When you start a band and work on songs together, it's like a love affair. You communicate, you notice what the other person likes, what their strengths and weaknesses are. At first, it's actually like being in love, and it's just as good. But after a while, you start getting on each other's nerves, as in a long-term relationship, and you find everything about it awful. That's how it was with us.
That was Annette Humper about the not-so-ideal end of EDR. Although the band split up in 1983, even 45 years down the road, their music sounds anything but mouldy, as Humper puts it. In fact, it sounds positively radiant in the 2025 update. Let's leave Berlin for the Ruhr region now to hear the Interlaken Tapes. We'll be right back. That was Roter Mond, or Red Moon, by the Interlaken Tapes. Helming this project is producer Gordon Spangart, who also releases Left Field Electronica as Gordon, or GRDN. As the Interlaken Tapes, on the other hand, he brings classic acts like Neu and Can back to life, mixing krautrock with post-punk, indie pop and electronica. We asked Gordon Spangart where he got the handle the Interlaken Tapes and whether it has any connection to the Swiss town of Interlaken.
Ja, es gibt tatsächlich einen Bezug zu dem Schweizer Ort Interlaken.
Yes, there actually is a connection to the Swiss town of Interlaken. And as always, when I use place names, it's not so much that I know the place. I've never actually been to Interlaken myself, but I've driven past it pretty often and was always fascinated by the sign on the motorway when you're driving through Switzerland towards Italy and it suddenly says, "This way to Interlaken." I think the name somehow stirs the imagination. It sounds, how shall I put it, internationally provincial, a bit James Bond-esque. I find the sound of the name terrific. It's been in my head for years, and when I started up this band, the Interlaken Tapes, I finally came back to it. Like I said, I didn't know the place, but I find the sound of the name incredibly beautiful and mysterious.
Unglaublich schön und unglaublich geheimnisvoll.
Gordon Spangart clearly has a soft spot for place names, as you can tell from his electro project GRDN, Gordon, with instrumental tracks called Baden-Baden, Blackpool and Andermatt. So too with his previous band Kirmes. The titles often refer to places that really exist, as Spangart explains, but were unknown to the band members. This love of geography has carried over to the Interlaken Tapes. And Spangart's associative, sometimes absurd lyrics in English and German weave a nice twist into the tracks for his latest project, Shades of International Music.
International Music ist eine Band, die mich außerordentlich beeindruckt und wo ich mich dann auch irgendwie wiedergefunden habe und denke, schau mal an.
International Music are a band I find extraordinarily impressive. I could relate to them and I thought to myself, well, what do you know? They do this too, and really well at that. The way they do it is super exciting, and they leave an incredible amount of wiggle room for interpretation in their lyrics. I'd sure like to do that too. And what's also new for me now, with the Interlaken Tapes, is that the sound of the lyrics is very, very important to me, sometimes more important than the meaning, which ultimately adds to the associative, absurd impression you might get from the lyrics, which I often write pretty spontaneously.
Bei und häufig ist es wirklich relativ spontan getextet.
Links herum und samtig schön Rosen und du musst du darum runter zum Start. All you want is 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 all you want is.
Christopher Uhe is featured on the song Bordeaux Orange. Gordon Spangart explains.
Ich und letzten Endes auch mein Mitmusiker in der
For many, many years now, Björn, my fellow musician in the Interlaken Tapes live band, and I have been huge fans of all the bands Christopher Uhe has ever been involved in. Sharon Stoned, Locust Fudge, etc. So it's a tremendous honor for me that he agreed to collaborate on the song and that he likes it and had a good time doing it. It's even nicer that this song has gone down so well in Germany and, funnily enough, in the US now, too. That was Gordon Spangart, the man behind the Interlaken Tapes, talking about his latest release. This is the Popcast, showcasing another handful of the most exciting albums made in Germany every month. Next up on our August edition is Dotter, a Berlin band previously known as Dotter und die Stadt Piraten, from 2003 to 2011.
Willst du ein Eis? Will ich nicht. Willst du eine Milliarde Likes? Will ich nicht. Willst du den richtigen Aktienfonds? Will ich nicht. Ich will im Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären. Im Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären. Sag, was bedeutet das? Dieser Drang nach reichen Kreisen, die im öffentlichen Raum entgleiten.
nicht warum, ich kann es mir selbst nicht erklären. Ich will im Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären. Im Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären. Mit diesem süßen Gefühl von jetzt ist doch eh schon egal. Und Meta, den Springer-Konzern, Elf, Aketen und Nestlé. Die zerschlage ich dann und kauf mir alle Intendanten der ARD. Dann lasse ich sie auf allen Kanälen vom Ende des Kapitalismus erzählen. Dazu läuft die Show, deren Titel wird sich selbst erklären. Im Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären. Schalten Sie ein, seien Sie dabei. Im Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären. Mit diesem süßen Gefühl von jetzt ist doch eh schon egal. Schlaf so gelacht, sag, wovon hast du geträumt? Ich weiß es nicht mehr, aber am Ende hat so schön geschäumt.
That was a tune by Dotter entitled Im Springbrunnen baden mit nackten Milliardären. In other words, bathing in a fountain with naked billionaires. What an image. We asked Dotter Kerr, the singer and mastermind behind Dotter, how she came up with lines like that.
Well, bathing in a fountain with naked billionaires was at first just a line that sounded good to my ears and kept haunting me. I didn't really know why, but somehow it seemed such an apt image of the present day and age, a state of affairs in which we've almost come to accept that things are regressing in terms of social justice, universal human rights and democracy, while a select few are amassing unbelievable wealth. And we feel so powerless to do anything about it that all we can say is, this here is clueless hedonism. Ultimately, we'd all like to be them. But I actually just want to expose them as rich old men going off the rails in public space. I can't really explain why I wrote the song. It somehow foisted itself upon me.
Bathing in a fountain with naked billionaires foisted itself upon her. Fortunately. But a lot of things had probably got bottled up inside Dotter Kerr over the past 4 years. Most recently, she'd gained some notice mainly for her musical settings of Masha Kaleko's poems, or she had to leave her own lyrics in the desk drawer. Until the release of Springbrunnen, her latest album, for which Dotter Kerr began writing the words to her own songs again.
Zum Lesen von literarischen Werken. Oder um dir zuzuhören, um meine eigene Erschöpfung zu bemerken. Oder einfach, damit man mal was zu Ende denkt. Dafür bin ich einfach zu abgelenkt. Zu einfach abgelenkt.
Although Springbrunnen is not a concept album, as Dotter Kerr insists, there are a few recurring themes on this very pretty folk-pop record. Her songs are, as usual, steeped in politics, but surprisingly enough, she never entirely loses hope.
I've been preoccupied with a few subjects. One is hope and where to find it. The very trivial answer to that is maybe in community. You can't find, keep up, and sustain hope all by yourself. That's been on my mind a great deal because despair has become so widespread with regard to climate change too, for example. We know all we need to know about it, so why isn't anything happening? The awareness is there, in the bulk of the population, and yet we're doing far too little about it. I've been awfully concerned about the state of the media too, specifically the blatant threat to democracy posed by social media. I have a few songs addressing that through humorous facets. One of them is Einfach zu abgelenkt, just too distracted, which is so obvious. And I hope the music's fun to listen to too. And then there's the political and social dimension. With so much disinformation and strange conspiracy theories flying about all over the place, mixed in with real facts, simply overwhelming us with this information overload, which affects everyone, society as a whole. Well, there's no need to explain all this to anyone. At any rate, it certainly comes up in the songs.
That was Dotter Care with an update on the sorry state of the world, which you can hear in full on her new album, Springbrunnen. Pop and politics are also writ large on a new album by the Dr. Drexler Project. They're basically a supergroup from Augsburg, whose members are active in other bands as well, including Der Herr Polaris, Schnitt and Das Format. Neoliberaler Kackscheiße, or Neoliberal Bullshit, is the scathing title of the song we've just heard off their eponymous album, which is just as scathing about its political nemeses. It's not necessarily what you'd call easy listening. But since when does political protest have to be easy listening? Precisely. We wanted to know from David Janka, the singer in the Dr. Drexler Project, what really pisses you off these days? The right-wing lurch, ignored by the middle class, who don't see the looming threat that is right there. They don't want to see it. They close their eyes. They don't want to hear anything. And they're simply accepting it. And that politicians are suspending basic rights that used to be what actually constituted democratic society. That society is increasingly based on the law of the jungle. As to the band's main influences, David Janka cites the late work of the Goldenen Zitronen and Thornsteiner Scherben, though we may suspect Die Fehlfarben and even Suf as grumbling and griping references as well. In any case, the Dr. Drexler Project's edgy post-punk is anything but crowd-pleasing music. This is Doggone Dave Greeden signing off on Angie Portman's podcast, and looking forward to our next edition, which will be our 200th podcast to date, a jubilee definitely worth celebrating and tuning in for.